I am speaking with Don McLean, who is the agronomist for FS Partners in the North Wellington Co-op in the Ontario region. And we're going to be speaking about the Pursuit of Maximum Yields trials going on in that region. And Don, why don't you first tell me just about the Pursuit of Maximum Yields project there in the Ontario area?
The Pursuit of Maximum Yield is really taking a look at modern technologies, whether it's seed, crop protection, fertility and stuff, and combining those and enhancing farmers' yields using those technologies. And what we've done is we've actually created grower events around that as well, where we bring growers in, explain what we're doing, why it's important to them, and how this can better help their operations. And so we're really using it as a platform to start getting growers to think about these new innovations and how they fit into their farming operations.
How long have you been doing Pursuit of Maximum Yields in your region?
This is our second year. So we had 2010 was our first year. We had five sites, and this year we had six sites, and we expanded it a little bit. North Wellington Co-op came on board as well. These sites are multiple-year sites, so we're not just doing one crop there. So last year, our corn sites then became our Pursuit of Maximum Yield soybean sites. So we've rolled them over. We actually have soybean sites as well. So we've been looking at multiple crops and the impact of getting the soil fertility where it needs to be for increased yield, because some of our soil tests are quite low, and we're building those soils to an adequate level.
For those of us in the United States who might be unfamiliar with the agriculture in your part of the world there, tell us a little bit about the agriculture in the Ontario region.
In Ontario, we're basically a three crop for our cash crops. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are our main crops. Typically, it's a three crop rotation. So, you know, corn, then soybeans, and wheat. Although with the prices of corn, that's changing a bit with more demand for corn. And so, but a very traditional three crop rotation.
So area. Really very similar to the Midwest then?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, then, and you just really are finishing up the harvest season. So what do the trials look like this year?
This year, our trials came back. We've increased, last year and this year, both times we had yield increases. This year, we're going to be right around a 30 bushel yield increase on corn. Last year, we were around 28 bushels, so we're increasing the growers' yield very well. This year, we're just shy of 200 bushels the acre for an average. Last year, we were up, I think it was around 220 bushels the acre for the Pursuit of Maximum Yield portion.
Now, you said that the purpose of this is to really share what you learn with growers, and this is a comprehensive approach, not just seed varieties or that kind of thing, that you're taking a comprehensive look at all of the elements that go into farming, really. So what are some of the things that you shared with farmers this year from your trials last year?
Some of the things we shared and at the summer grower meetings, so we actually do the grower meetings right in the field. We have pods and we bring the growers in to each of the sites from that area. So it's designed for that area because we've got different regions. So we specifically design it for each area. We talked about nitrogen as a system, looking at nitrogen, how we can best utilize nitrogen. You know, it's a very hot topic out there, but we've got some new technologies as well, or technologies that growers haven't looked at and how it fits into their operation. You know, looking at ESN, which is a slow-release nitrogen, looking at the use of Agritain to prevent the loss of nitrogen. We also looked at setting the table. We call it setting the table, but it was looking at their cultural practices from planting and tillage, time of planting and all that. We looked at what's new coming out in the traits in seed corn. There's a lot of innovation coming in the seed technology area, so we went through and explained to growers what's happening there. We also used it as a platform to talk about some new innovations in our energy side, looking at biofuels and diesel X, gold, and how that will help their operation as well. We also looked at fungicides and early weed control and the importance of that.
Well, I know also one of the things that you incorporated was having QR codes on your sites. And how did that work? Did you get good response from passersby who wanted to find out more and were able to read the QR code on their phone?
Yes, for sure. We had really good feedback on them. Using the QR codes, it just allowed people to, you know, find out what we were doing at the sites. Each QR code was linked to that site and explained what we were doing at that site. We had five sites with the QR codes on, and we had 414 hits on those QR codes. So we think for the first year of launching the QR codes and stuff, it was very successful.
Yeah, and that's really cool. And you have lots of information that a grower can access when they read that QR code, don't you?
Yeah, we've got everything that we did at that site, you know, from the hybrids to when it was planted, what herbicides were applied, when the fungicides were applied, and, of course, what they were as well. All that information is on there, so anybody passing by could click on it and find out what we did at that site. We also explained what the pursuit of maximum yield is and what we're trying to do to enhance the growers' ability to increase crop yield.
Very cool, and especially for growers who can't make it to the field days and find out more, they can just click on their phone. That's really neat. Don, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to add that from the experience of our growers that they've actually had the sites, it's a very positive feedback from them, and they're very happy to be involved with the project because they see the future, and we need to keep enhancing yields and pushing yields farther. And as we see more demand for grain, we need to keep doing that. So it's also for them, they see it as a way to start looking at new technologies as well and how it will fit in their operation. So I think overall it's been a very successful project.
And thank you very much, Don, for sharing that information about pursuit of maximum yields in the Ontario region. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.